Shri Krishna Jayanti, greetings to all. We'll start off with Eka Shloki Bhagavatam, entire Bhagavatam in one shloka. Repeat after me. Ado Devaki Garbhajananam.
Ado Devaki Garbhajananam.
Gopi Grihe Vardhanam.
Gopi Grihe Vardhanam.
Maya Putani Jivita Paharanam.
Maya Putani Jivita Paharanam.
Govardhano Dharanam.
Govardhano Dharanam.
Kamsachedana Kauravadi Hananam.
Kamsachedana Kauravadi Hananam.
Kunti Suta Palanam.
Kunti Suta Palanam.
Etad Bhagavata Purana Kathanam.
Etad Bhagavata Purana Kathanam.
Etad Bhagavata Purana Kathitam.
Etad Bhagavata Purana Kathitam.
Shri Krishna Leelamritam.
Shri Krishna Leelamritam.
This the entire Bhagavatam is condensed into one shloka. This meaning of this one, I am Adho Devaki, born, appeared through the Devaki's womb, brought up by Gopa's house. He grew up in the Gopa's house. He killed the Maya Putani, who lifted the Govardhana. He destroyed Kamsa Chedana Kaura and negative Kauravas. Because of him, negative wicked Kauravas were destroyed. Kunti Suta, he protected the children of Kunti. This is Bhagavatam. This is the Shri Krishna's Leela, play Leela. There is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is a story of Bhagavan Shri Krishna and his devotees. It has 18,000 verses, 18,000 in 12 chapters. Shri Krishna's story runs through, especially it runs from Dashamaskanda 10th, 11th and 12th, very prominent, and others also, other different forms of Shri Krishna and his devotee stories. In one such story, in Badrika Ashram, in Badrinath Markandeya Rishi, he was meditating for long. He longed to see Lord's Maya. He pleaded to Badri Narayana. Badri Narayana saying so, and in Alakananda, when Markandeya Rishi was meditating on the bank of Alakananda next to the Badrinath temple, he saw a vision of small entire, there was a heavy flood. Everywhere, everything was submerged. Everything, nothing was there. His vision, nothing was there. In that water, there was one banyan leaf. On the banyan leaf, one small baby he saw. One small baby he saw. Baby is reclining on the banyan leaf and pulling up the toe from one foot, and it's sucking the toe. That we see small babies do this one. He saw that vision. And only one, when nothing is there, only how come he is there? Who is this one? Then it occurred to him, this leaf indicates Veda. In the Urdhamoolam Dashakam Ashvattam Prahuravyayam Chandansi Yasya Parnani. Leaves are nothing but Vedas. On the leaf, Lord was reclining, so indicates when nothing is there, what alone remains is God. God alone, he was before, he is now, and when everyone has gone, what remains is Lord alone. Then he realized the Maya of Lord. he saw, and as he was observing, he got sucked into the body of Lord Shri Krishna, that baby, and he saw himself. Again, he saw himself there. He saw himself sitting by the bank of the river, and he saw the baby. From outside he saw, from inside also he saw. Repeat this mantra. Kararavindena padaravindam.
Kararavindena padaravindam.
Mukaravindena vinivesayantam.
Mukaravindena vinivesavantam.
Vatasya patrasya puteshayanam.
Vatasya putrasya.
Vatasya patrasya puteshayanam.
Pute
balam mukundam manasa smarami.
Balam mukundam manasa smarami.
Markandeya Rishi said, this bala, this small baby Mukunda, Mukunda means one giver of the mukti. To him, I bow down to him. Shri Krishna is the giver of the liberation. For him, on this auspicious occasion, our prostration. The story of talks about the Veda, the Markandeya Purana. It comes in the 9th canto, in the 9th section. The what remains is Veda. Veda, Veda, he is reclining on that one. That means the all Vedas, Upanishads are trying to, they are nothing but they are trying to extol the divine Lord and extol, but he is reclining on the top, means he is beyond the reach of Veda also. Vedas are trying their best to describe him. And it is talked about in Ananta Hi Veda, Lord is infinite, so is Veda. It is talking about Vyo Veda Do Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaham Tasya Prakriti Linasya Yaparasa Maheshwaraha. Lord Parasya Prakriti Para. We have been covered in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And the 14th chapter also we are covering. Prakriti Para. Vyo Veda Do Swara Prokto Veda Ante Cha Veda Anta. He is beyond the Veda. He is beyond the Veda. He is beyond the Prakriti. And he is the Parameshwara. Parameshwara. Krishna. Krishna. Word Krishna means one who attracts everything. Krishna, meaning it's attracts everything. We all get attracted in the world. Attracted to a boy or girl or a job or money, children, name, fame, job, business, our investment. We get attracted. But no matter how great is the attraction, this attraction fades away over the time. Over the time, now it seemed to be very attractive. After a few days, few months, same attraction can turn out to be a repulsive. And some of these attractions can be our own distraction, like a firefly. Get attracted to the fire only to get consumed. Then the flies, they get attracted to wax only to get stuck in the wax and get killed. They get bees, get attracted to carnivorous flowers. When they perch on them, the petals close on them only to die. Only to die. And we all can relate to that one. We may get attracted to the unsuitable company of people and get trapped and regret for rest of their lives. These attractions, whatever outside attractions are, they attract only to pull us down. They pull us down, make us helpless in our life. But there is another attraction called as Krishna. Krishna, he attracts not to pull us down, rather pull us up, to elevate us. The Krishna, Krishna is the one who attracts us towards him, most enchanter. Attracts only to elevate us. Elevate us, the Krishna. Krishna has two words, Krish and Na. Kri, Krishna, Krishi. Krishi, Krishi in agriculture. Agriculture is called as Krishi, where when you sow a seed on the soil, the soil seed get attracted, pulled within the soil, pulled within, then what happens? Pulled within, the shoot comes out. It becomes a big tree. Only to bring out the big tree, the seed has been sucked in. Lord sucks us, draws towards him to bring out the best in us. Best in us in the entire universe is rotating, doing the pradakshina around Shri Krishna. He's so attractive. Entire Bhagavad Gita talks about entire universe is revolving around him. And as a baby, when Kamsa was in Nanda Gokula, Nanda Gopa, he was very scared of Kamsa. Kamsa and Kamsa, the tyrant and very cruel king, and he did not want to reveal that small baby is here. So he took the baby into the cow shed and called his teacher guru, Gargacharya, please do the naming ceremony of this. I am so scared to do it out. I am so scared to call people out in private. In private, I want to do the naming ceremony of Krishna. The Gargacharya said, this baby, I am how fortunate to name him as Krishna. Krishna is not his current name. He's always been Krishna. He's always been Krishna, and his name is eternal. He is Paramatma himself. He has come in your house. I am very blessed to name him. So, in the Bhagavatam says, Krishna was not a historical person born about 5,000 years back. What Bhagavatam says, he was always a Krishna, always there. He appeared again. Appeared again, and Shri Krishna's in the Vishnu Sahasranama, Vishnu Sahasranama talks about he has infinite names. Names not just for the name's sake, but name the rishis. Rishis in the Upanishad talks about God, who named the God. For us, the children, we name our children, but here Upanishad talks about the children are naming the God, naming the Father. How they experienced, they call him by that name. How I experienced, I call him, and in my vision, in my Lokadhyaksha, for example, I see him, he protects everything, he's the manager of everything. Rishis called him as Lokadhyaksha. Vishwam means one who pervades everywhere. People, rishis are contemplating on Himalayas or by the ocean. He is there everywhere. How they saw, they called by the name according to the quality. They saw some form, some realization within. So, name alone without form has no meaning. If I talk about something with no form, we can't comprehend. Name, rishis, they saw certain qualities with the form. The form follows the sound follows the form. Whatever form is there, sound follows. Sound follows and name. Rishi saw that one. Vishnu Sahasranam has gone out to call the Bhagavan by thousands of names, thousands of qualities, thousands of forms. So that is in Vishwarupa Darshan in the 11th chapter, talks about he is not confined to one name and one form. And Vishnu Sahasranama, though is a thousand names, they say each name has at least another 100 meanings. So, 100,000 names. It is not 100,000, at least it said. So, it is infinite names, Lord's name, infinite. If you call Krishna, Krishna means enchanter, one who attracts everything. And in Bhagavatam, it talks about Indra gave a name to Arjuna as Krishna. He called Arjuna also as a Krishna because he wanted Krishna. Another meaning of Krishna means may you learn more about the God. Another, the ideal Vidyarthi's name is called as a Krishna. Another name, Vedavyasa's another name was Krishna, Krishna Dvaipayana. And another name of Draupadi was Krishna, Krishna. So, Krishna means they are the, in their own level, they carried some names. The Vedavyasa, Krishna Dvaipayana, he was dark in name, dark in color. Krishna, the Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna, most attractive. Vasudeva means one who pervades everywhere. One who pervades everywhere and one who sees Lord pervading everywhere, that person cannot become an anti-social person. That person becomes a contributor. We called it as a Vasudeva Kriya Yoga. Why? We all must acquire that quality. We all must become a contributor to the society, and as long as we live, we must keep on contributing. We are serving the Lord everywhere. That is the name of Vasudeva. Vishnu means Vishati Pravishati, one who enters everywhere. Everywhere is Vishnu. Narayana means what? Nara means Ayana, Narayana, one who reclines on the water. Shesha Shai, he is called as Narayana. So, Bhagavan's name is associated with quality and form. And Sri Krishna's message are extensively conveyed in Mahabharata and Bhagavatam. Though Lord has the infinite avatars, Bhagavan's as a Rama, baby Rama, not much is mentioned in Ramayana. In Valmiki Ramayana or Tulsi Ramayana, his Bala Leela as a child, not much of information has been given. Whereas in Sri Krishna, Vedavyasa has brought out the exploits of Bhagavan as a child, as a youth, as an adult. He has beautifully brought out. Bhagavan Sri Krishna is an inspiration. His stories, even if you tell the stories of Sri Krishna to a small baby, they get thrilled. The youths also get thrilled about his story. But adults hearing the Bhagavad Gita, it's so inspirational. He is inspiration for a goal of all rishis. Muktanam paramam gatihi. And today I had a call from a Swamiji from Badrinath. He said in a great way they are celebrating in Badrinath also. Many saints have come there to contemplate on Sri Krishna. Muktanam paramangatihi. He is a source of inspiration for all, cuts across all. And as a child, Amrit, I used to tell so many stories of Sri Krishna. He was not satisfied hearing that one. Tell me again. if you start telling the stories to children, develop these telling these superhero stories. Instead of giving them some iPhone and those things, keep on, you learn and tell. Tell, it is art of personality development right from childhood. And Shri Krishna, it's a divine song. Krishna says, though he has all names, other divine beings only take his name for a while, but original name belongs to him. We may be doing the upasana of the other devatas. Other in the coming months, we have puja of the Ganesh Chaturthi is there, and Navaratri, and other devas have taken his name. We should know it is original name is Bhagavan Shri Krishna. If you do not understand that one, if you think Ganapati is the ultimate and he is the giver of that one, result, Shri Krishna says, you will get some fruit, but it's a time-bound fruit. It won't last for long. You should have proper understanding. Antavattu palam tesham tad bhavatya alpamedasam. Devan devayajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. Shri Krishna says, if you do without proper understanding, Ganapati, for example, next month, he is the ultimate, you will get a result, but a time bound. Time bound, after a few days, again you are in backing square one. You understand the ultimate, you are worshipping the highest through Ganapati. When you have that one, Shri Krishna says, therefore, always, whatever form you are worshipping, think of me. Think of me, that is a striking message of Bhagavad Gita. That many, most in Bharat, across the world, they have not understood this message of Bhagavan Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna says, he comes down to earth time to time, like when a small baby is crying. Yesterday I told in the class, small baby is crying, mother will give some toy, go and play, go there. Child will be busy for a while, but when the child says, I don't want anything, but only I want mother, so mother will drop all her chores and come to the baby, to lift the baby. So is Bhagavan comes here when time to time, when devotees are seeking him earnestly. Avatara means, avatara, he is coming down. We are coming down, going down because of our karma. He is coming down like mother bending down to lift the baby. He is coming down to lift us up. In Bhagavad Gita talks about yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharatam abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Dharma means what? Dharayati. He want to establish the order for the protection of good people. He is always there for the good people. He is there for always for the good people. He is most concerned about the... He is prepared to chop off his shoulder also if he has to protect the devotees. Good people. For that one, his ultimate concern, it's a story in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kuchela, Krishna's childhood friend studied together in Sandipini Gurukul. Sandipini Gurukul, Shri Krishna studied only for 64 days as to show to the world, however great you are, you have to do the education under the teacher. In every day, one day for every art, he was mastering that one. And Sudama was his classmate. Sudama, when he went to Sri Krishna, his wife's in the remote village, about 30 kilometers from Dwaraka, his wife, she was saying that we have nothing at home and no proper clothing also. Your friend is so Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he's the Lord of the universe. Please go and ask for some money, some resource. Sudama was not interested. He was not interested, but when she was kept on telling not enough to feed the children, so he thought it's an opportunity to see his friend, Bhagavan. His heart was longing for that one. He told his wife, how can I go empty-handed? I can't go empty-handed. I have to take some present. So a house, they did not have anything. She approached the neighbor and got a few handful of beaten rice. And she wrapped it in a rag also. Not a proper cloth, not a fresh cloth, in a rag. This Sudama tucked it in his under the dhoti, and he went there. Sri Krishna, that Sudama was wondering how he will get access. Such a big palace, such a security. But to his surprise, no one questioned him. He walked close to the central palace. Sri Krishna saw him from outside, came out running, and gave him a big hug. Big hug, and Sri Krishna said, what did you bring for me? This Sudama, seeing the opulence, he did not say anything. He was so shy to give this one. Sri Krishna, eyes everywhere, he saw this rag. He pulled it out and opened it. I know you brought it for me. I love it. And so he partook. The message of this one, whenever you go to a place of worship, not to go empty-handed. When you go to a guru, when you go to a place of worship, not to go empty-handed. That the message in return, the Sudama, whatever he wanted in life, he got plenty of opulence without asking. And Sri Krishna here, that was not the message I wanted to say. I got digressed. The Sri Krishna said, the first teacher of a child is father. The second teacher of a child is a priest. The guru, the ultimate teacher, one invest time for opening the inner eye. Gives the divine knowledge is the guru. Sri Krishna says that teacher who imparts the knowledge about him, opens the inner eye, that is, he says, that person is my own self. He says, I am not satisfied by ritual worship. In Krishna Janmashtami, we can make so many sweets and aarti and whatever rituals. We do that one, or initiation, japa. You do the thread ceremony, other functions, other havan, penance. You are doing the japa, going to the Himalayas, doing the japa, or Yama Niyama, self-discipline in yoga, but I am not satisfied with this one as much I am satisfied with a service one is rendering to his own teacher. That is, I am most pleased with somebody rendering their service to the teacher as a mark of utmost gratitude. One who opened the eyes of inner eyes, never I was woken up to that one. Because of that one, I went through hundreds and thousands of birth, Some perchance, somebody opened, serving that one, Sri Krishna says, I'm most satisfied with that one. No other service is pleasing to me as this one. And birthday, today is Ashtami. Ashtami, for our birthdays, human birthdays are celebrated either on English calendar, fixed day, for example, 26th of August. That is the fixed one. Other one on the stars, we do it on the stars. Born in a certain star, or accordingly we celebrate. Nakshatra. Nakshatra, why we celebrate? The aspiration is, may you be luminous like a star. That is an aspiration. Why we are celebrating on Nakshatra? What is your Nakshatra? Your Nakshatra is that one. May you be radiant like that Nakshatra. But whereas Bhagavan's incarnation, we celebrate on the Tithi. Tithi means fixed time. Time predestined. Our birthday is not celebrated on Tithi because we have come helplessly. Whereas Lord, with a particular place, particular time, fixed time He has come, that is Tithi. When we depart, our departure is fixed. Our death anniversary is celebrated on the Tithi. Whereas Lord disappears. His disappearance day, we are not celebrating that one. Devotees know He is always there. Only His arrival day is celebrated. Today is Ashtami. Today is eighth day in the dark side, Krishna Paksha Ashtami, and today is Kritika, and tonight Rohini is coming. When the Rohini and Ashtami, they come together only now, once a year. It is coming. If the Rohini coincides with Ashtami, that is called as Jayanti, Sri Krishna Jayanti. Sometimes Rohini comes a day after. Day after, so on Ashtami, no Rohini is there, then it is only called as Sri Krishna Jayanti. When the Rohini also coincides, it is Krishna Ashtami. If the Nakshatra is not there, Krishna Janmashtami. When the Nakshatra also coincides, Sri Krishna Jayanti. Sri Krishna Jayanti, and Bhagavan Sri Krishna has given the message through the eternal message for the whole of humanity, super psychology message. It cuts across all religion. This message is relevant for all humans. All humans, irrespective of the country, time. Yesterday I talked about jati, desha, kala, samaya, anvicha. It's a sarvabhauma Mahavratam. Everyone must adhere for the prosperity of the world. It is a message for everyone. And Sri Krishna has given this Bhagavad Gita in 18th chapter. 8 in Sanskrita is called the letter Kaka Gaganga Chacha Ja. Number 8 is Ja. 1 is Ya. Jaya. Jaya means message of Bhagavan is Jaya. May you be victorious in your life. Not to fail to accomplish the purpose of your life. May you be victorious. That is the message of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita runs through 18 chapters. Mahabharata war was fought for 18 days. Bhagavatam has 18,000 shlokas, 18 Puranas are there, and it's a 18 series, runs through the scriptures. In the first chapter, Krishna means dark, Arjuna means white. Arjuna thought he was white and Krishna was dark, and he thought he was smart. Arjuna thought, before entering into the battlefield, he thought Arjuna was a driver, a charioteer. But in the first chapter, he realized, rather, I am in darkness. Krishna, though appeared dark, he is the light of everything. His confusion in the first chapter itself, Arjuna realized where he stood. In fact, he is in darkness. In the second chapter, Sri Krishna talks about when a person dies, the soul is not dying. Soul is just changing the cloth. Like the karma, it has the soul cannot do anymore with this old body. It has discarded. Soul continues, picks up another cloth along the way and comes back. So, like we are changing the cloth for different occasions, soul changes the cloth not to get go into depression. Arjuna did not want to do. What should I do? How can I do? Fight the battle? How can I kill? Sri Krishna says, you as a warrior, it is your duty to fight. You are not killing the soul. Only the cloth you are taking off. Cloth is taking off. Vasansi jirnani yata vihaya. He talked about, in the third chapter, Sri Krishna talks about you have to become a role model. You have to excel in your job like great achievers of the past. Do the job, karma yoga, like Janaka and others, how they have done, and you become a role model. If you are a slack, as a parent you are slack. You can't stick to any commitment and no goal in your life. And making money alone is the goal. You are no one. Sri Krishna says, become a role model. Becoming a role model, you get inspired by great achievers. Yadyada charati shreshta tattad deva itaro janaha. He talks about in that one. In the fourth chapter, Sri Krishna talks about the life should be a yajna. Yajna is not just sitting in front of the fire. Breathing is a yajna. Pranayama, your normal breathing also divinize your mechanical breathing. Mechanical breathing, apane juhati pranam prana apane tata pare prana apana gati rudva pranayama. Even the pranayama can be convert normal breathing. Inhalation, think of the Lord's name. Exhale, Lord's name. Even eating, you are having something, offer it to. That is also yajna. Eating also an yajna. Brahmarpanam, Brahma Havihi, Brahmagno, Brahmana Hutam. You can replace Brahma with Krishna. Krishnarpanam, Krishna Havir, Krishnagno, Krishna Nahutam. Krishna Ivate Nagantavyam, Krishna Karma Samadhinam. Because Brahma and Krishna names are, they are the synonyms. Synonyms. And in the fifth chapter, Sri Krishna talks about, he is the ultimate friend. For everyone. He is there in everyone's heart. We are looking for friends. We are sending a friend request in Facebook. Please accept me as a friend. Sri Krishna says, why don't you send a friend request to me? I am eagerly waiting. I am the ultimate friend. We are not sending a friend request to Krishna. We are sending the friend request to everyone. He says, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Zurudam Sarvabhutanam, Jnatva Mam Shanti Mruchati. We seek friendship only to get something. What can I get from that person? Whereas here Sri Krishna says, he is such a friend, he is aspiring to contribute. He wants to, he is ultimate friend, Suhrudam. He is the well-wisher for everyone. He is sent on the Krishna Jayanti today. Everyone send, make a sankalpa that I am sending a friend request to him. May he accept it. And next one, in the sixth chapter, Sri Krishna talks about look after your mind. If you do not look after your mind, mind will rebel and it will turn to be your own enemy. Udarer atmanatmanam atmanam avasadayet. Mind your mind. Without that, you will mind. If the mind is your enemy, it will ruin your life. Manage your mind. Mind management. And mind management, another buzzword these days is mindfulness. Mind management. Look after your mind. Uplift the game of your life by inspiring yourself. And in 6th, 7th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about everything in this world. It is, I am the underlining current in everyone. Like in a rosary, though the thread is not visible, only beads are visible, I am like a thread holding all threads together. If everything is going in order at work, at home, at society, because he is the underlining thread holding everything together, and Sri Krishna talks, Matta parataram nanyate kinchidasti dananjaya mai sarva idam protam sutre manigana yuva. In the 8th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about at that time, whatever you think, you will get that one. Remember him always. If you think wrong things at the death, time of death, you will get the wrong thing. Think of him, even at the thinking of him, even at the last minute of your life, you will overcome the fear of coming back again. You will be liberated. Tasma sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacham. Mayarpita mano buddhi mame vaishyasya samshayaha. Always think of me, Sri Krishna says. And in the 9th chapter, Sri Krishna says, I am the close friend. What I have to give the present? Is there is a function, someone's house, we are thinking of what present I should give. Like Sudama's story, he is not worried about how expensive and how well wrapped it is. He is always, all he is looking for, offering with the devotion. He wants the heart. From the heart, whatever you offer, not that you are becoming a stingy person, so rich, but you are hardly give anything and make a lip service, I am giving from out of affection. According to your capacity, full of devotion, offer. Sri Krishna says he is very easy to get pleased. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. One leaf, tulsi leaf, one flower, one fruit, and one spoon of water. Whatever you offer out of devotion, and as an offering you give, I will accept it. I will accept it. I am not looking for your outer show. I am looking for what is there in your heart. In the 11th chapter, Sri Krishna, in that 10th chapter, Sri Krishna is talks about he is there everywhere. His vibhuti is everywhere. His glory is everywhere. Whatever glory you see, instead of mistaking that is for that one, remember it is the glory of Lord itself. Anything glory is there, it is the Lord's glory. Nantosmi mama divyanam vibhutinam parantapam. There is no end to my glory. He talks about, see my glory everywhere. We went to Himalayas. See the beauty there. What a marvelous waterfall. What a marvelous Satopant, Badrinath, Alakananda. There is a divinity inside. In the 11th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about you become not to become a lazy person. If Lord is there everywhere, what should I do? He says, Lord wants to express to through us not to become an idle person, not to become an idle person, and you have to get up, become an instrument in Lord's hands. Tasma tumattishta esho labastvam jitva shatrun bungsho rajyam samridvam mamai vaite nihata purvameva nimitta matra bhavasavya sachin. Get up, uttishta, you have come, life is very precious, you have come here not to while away your time. Make best of it and make allow the Lord to operate through you. Attain fame, attain glory. Attain glory, Sri Krishna says in the 11th chapter. In the 12th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about the 40 qualities of a devotee. What is the mark of a devotee? I can say I am a devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. But Sri Krishna says, you may say, but whether Lord will recognize you as a devotee, I may say, I know the Prime Minister, but whether Prime Minister knows you or not, it's a different thing. Sri Krishna says, the mark of a devotee in his eyes, always happy. One of the hallmark, no tension. Always happy, santushta satatam yogi yatatma dridanischayaha. And devotee, yatatma, everything God is doing, I am not doing, not that one. Always striving, doing their best. Trying best. Yatatma dridanischayaha, mayarpita mano buddhika. Offering everything to Lord. That is the mark of a devotee. In the 13th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about the jnani. You have to have a jnana. To become a devotee also, you need to have a jnana. He talks about 20 qualities of the knowledge you have to acquire. If you have not acquired these 20, whatever else you have acquired, it will only lead you to the darkness. It will lead you to fear, anxiety. Acquire these 20, he talks about amanitvam madam vitvam ahimsa akshanti arjavam acharyo upasanam shaucham stairyam atma vinigraha. Amanitva, straightforward, humility, simplicity, and amanitvam adambitvam, ahimsa, leading a life not as a burden to others. Sri Krishna talks about that one. And in the 14th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about this prakriti is made up of three gunas, sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic quality. These qualities are like ropes. These ropes are binding. The amount of bondage they tie, the tamasic quality binds us very tight. Rajasic, tighter, and tamas is the tightest, rajasic is tighter, and loose bondage is sattvic. These three are ropes. Sri Krishna says, go beyond these ropes to find the freedom. He says, I am always free. Seek one who is always free, then only you will be freed. If you are seeking one who is in bondage, you will be in noose, your noose gets tightened further. He talks about in the 14th chapter, Sattvam Rajastama Iti Guna Prakati Sambhava Nibadnanti Mahabaho Dehe Dehinam Avyayam. Nibadnanti, they bind you. Mahabaho, however strong you are, they will bind you. And in the 15th chapter, Sri Krishna says, I am always free. I am above all living beings. I am above the Prakriti. I am above the Lakshmi Tattva. I am the highest. I am called as Purushottama. Purusha Uttama. Among all, Uttama Purusha. I am the highest. The best. Whatever best is there, seek in me. he talks about in the 15th chapter uttama purushastu anyaha paramatme ityudaharataham yo lokatrayam avishya vivartavyaya ishvara yasmanno yasma aksharamati toham aksharadapi chottama atosmi loke vedecha pratita purushottamaham. In the 16th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about 26 qualities of divine wealth. We are all treasure hunters. Sri Krishna says, what is the real treasure? 26 treasure, you acquire that one. And he talks about abhayam sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vivasthitihi danam damascha yajnascha swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Your divine wealth, fearless. Become fearless in your life. Contemplating on Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he not only attracts us, takes us out of all problems. Become fearless. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi. Contemplate on him. Become fearless. One who is always anxiety, depression, mark of a person who has moved away from Sri Krishna. In the 17th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about worship, how need to austerity in the body, mind and talking. Body, mind and talking. For example, on Friday, Saturday talk, after my Bhagavad Gita, when I left, people that talking on irrelevant thing up to midnight. Sri Krishna talks about your time is important. If you are not getting what you want, just walk out. It is not to waste your time, not to argue with the idiots, fools. Don't waste your time. It is talking about Sri Krishna in the 17th chapter. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayatam swadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyatam. He talks about food also. Ayusatvam bala rogyam sukapriti vivardhanam. Resort to the food, not to eat the frozen food, the microwave food. Fresh food, food, nourishing food, succulent food, what has been offered to the Lord, as a prasad you take, it will nourish you. In the 18th chapter, last chapter, Sri Krishna talks about however great you are, however realized you are, never forsake the act of worship, daily worship. I may say I am a realized person, I need not have to do. Sri Krishna says you have to do every your puja, worship every day. Charity, you should not forego the charity. I am a realized person, I need not have to give. You have to do the charity, worship and tapas you have to do. And yajna, dhana and tapas you have to do. It is a purifier. Even it purifies the realized people. He says, never forsake that one. And yajnadana tapak karma natyajyam karyamevatatam. Yajnodana tapaschaiva pavanani manishinaha. Even the realized people, they get further, they maintain the pristine, the purity through the daily yajna, charity and tapas. Never forsake that one, Sri Krishna says. And towards the end, he says, whatever is your mood on the Krishna Jayanti, his reminder, clarion call for all. Whatever is your mode of living, whatever is your background, whatever is your work, whatever is your status, social status, offer everything to me and be free. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja mama ekam. Me alone. Not bit here, bit there, bit there, bit there. Mame kam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma shuchaha. Message, not to cry. The message of Sri Krishna, you have come here. When you came, you started crying. When you are living, not to cry. When you are going, not to cry. Not to ma shuchaha, not to cry. offer everything to me. Whatever you are doing, think of me as an yajna. As an yajna, offer it to me. And I will release you from all bondages, all sins. Moksha ishyami mashuchaham. And to the imbibing the principles of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna's message, Sri Krishna, last shloka says, where one who is contemplating on the message of Sri Krishna with reverence, and when he is willing to act, not only folding the hands, but willing to act around that person, there will be definite victory. Glory, prosperity, fame will be there, that is for sure. And that is on the auspicious occasion Sri Krishna Jayanti, may he reveal his enchanting form to all of us and uplift us from the quagmire of our life. We are stuck. We have to come out. May he lift us up. And repeat this mantra. You repeat, say that one today at the end of in the puja time and the end of the day and before going to bed also. Vishwaya Vishwapataye.
Vishwaya Vishwapataye.
Vishveshwaraya.
Vishveshwaraya.
Vishwasambhavaya.
Vishwasambhavaya.
Shri Govindaya Namaha.
Shri Govindaya Namaha.
Again, Vishwaya Vishwapataye.
Vishwaya Vishwapataye.
Vishveshwaraya.
Vishveshwaraya.
Vishwasambhavaya.
Vishwasambhavaya.
Shri Govindaya.
Shri Govindaya.
Namo Namaha.
Namo Namaha.
Vishwa, in the Vishnu Sahasram starts with Vishwa. Here, Vishwaya, he is there in Vishwa. He is the Vishwapati, he is the Lord of this universe. Vishveshwaraya, Vishwa Ishwaraya. He is the Parameshwar of all created beings. Vishwa Sambhavaya. Everything happens because of him in this world. Nothing happens without his knowledge. Shri Govindaya. Govinda means he makes us, creates everything, makes everything to happen. Govinda, one who lifts us, pulls us, one who gives us the liberation to that Krishna, our salutations. Vasudeva Sutam Devam.
Vasudeva Sutam Devam.
Kamsa Chanura Mardhanam.
Kamsa Chanura Mardhanam.
Devaki Paramanandam.
Devaki Paramanandam.
Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum.
Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum.